Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Did you ascend?
No.
I know you just got back from the Ascension Convention, so I'm waiting for the Ascension.
No, I had a very interesting time. So
yay.
And tonight's subject is parallel realities again, because we really, this is it, people. We get to like move through.
And yay! I'm up
to
that.
I know, with the 11/11 portal Stargate, you know, / Stargate opening. Wow, it's like, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm walking around with a chorus. I've never had so much communication, so much going on, and I'm just like, oh my word. It makes me giggle. So, lots of communication from many different places, and boy, they're just, so I'm not even going to do show dedication tonight. So I will tell you, beginning here this evening, that normally I have notes, and I told Veronica, no notes, not allowed to do notes. Everything will be strictly from the heart from here on out.
Wow,
this
will be fun.
I think so. I think it's going to be a wonderful adventure, and certainly in this last week or so, I have learned that after getting hit over the head and the cosmic boot up my butt, I was not allowed to write one word. Well, I could write it, but as soon as I turned my head away, it was erased out of my brain for the 11/11 convention that I was at. And they were adamant about me having fun, enjoying myself, being relaxed, trusting. And it was a real adventure. And Friday morning, 11/11/11, I awoke at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I went outside. It's California. And I just felt this incredible expansion in my heart. I was just so filled with love. I was, you know, it was just absolutely gooey. And the first words were, do you get it? That this is all about heart. This is where you're going, all of you. And no more coming from the head. Everything has to come from the heart. And you can't argue with that. The answer, of course, is okay. So it was, for me, and I know for everybody at some point during the day, I'm sure you did too, Veronica, had this energetic experience. I can't tell you what time mine was. We went over to Malibu, walked the ocean a little bit, had breakfast, came back, and I laid down for a few minutes, and the energies came in, and my skin was burning so hot that I had on a long sleeve cotton jersey, something or other, and my skin was actually burning. I could feel it reflecting up against the fabric and back down onto my skin. It felt like I was in an oven. But I was frozen, and I couldn't move my body, so I couldn't even take my top off. I was alone in the room. It was so intense. And, you know, I talk about phenomena, but this one, and I've heard back from a lot of people who had similar experiences on that, on the 11/11. It was very interesting for me because it was the first time I really ventured out doing a totally different group of people. And, you know, I send so much gratitude and blessing. Some of my people came, Laura, Rodinelli, Jacqueline, Dorothy, um, I know I'm missing somebody. Laura Guido Clark and her husband Dan, darling Dennis. Molly flew in from Canada. I mean, these were surprises.
Wow.
And Wendy, that's who I was forgetting. Hmm. And so it was not nearly the size of group that they had said it would be. And it was very interesting. I got a chance to see Ginger, who channels Galaxis, and her husband Daniel. It was very interesting to me that this was a very different kind of group for, you know, our assemblies have been, you know, with major purpose and very intense and so on and so forth. You know, that's the reason we called them intensives. But this had a very different feel to it. And, you know, as I looked at the people, I thought, you know, is this even going to resonate for them? But, you know, I trust the team. They're the ones that told me to be there, so I had to absolutely honor that. And what was fascinating when I got up on stage, not only did I not have to worry about what to say, it just flew out. I couldn't tell you what I said, but I can tell you that it just did. And this is before I was in channel. And and then the team came in and physically embodied. And they had told me that there was good potential they would do this. So I prepared the people that were handling the stage to make sure they got me off the stage and down in front of the stage so that, you know, the physical body had something to lean against. And because I don't do very well, especially bringing in that kind of frequency. And with all of you, it's a little different in that you all hold energy. But when you're in a different group of people and you kind of don't know what to expect and how it's going to impact them. And so the team proceeded to work with each person individually to open up the high heart and the back of the heart. And it was, you know, when I was up on stage, all I could see was energy. And it was just so beautiful. And I said, you know, I don't know why I question anything. So anyway, it was an extraordinary experience and so many beautiful energies. So, you know, I think there is so much going on the other side of the veil right now, and they are reaching out like crazy. And honest and truly, I there's nowhere to go to shut it off. So I've been kind of laughing about that. Have you felt all this information and energy coming through, and I'm not talking about our typical stuff. I'm just talking about this almost a celebratory kind of energy that they can communicate with us so much more easily. And I just, you know, again, I work on, you know, for me, it's, you know, hybrid children and all the different races and so on. And so, you know, I'm used to having her around, but we kind of had an old agreement that said, don't bother me, I'm working. Now they don't really care.
Mine's a little different than yours, although I've seen so many beings. I don't think of them as ETs. I think of them, it's just that there's much, I mean, I've always seen a lot of beings, but this is like, they're always a lot around right now. And on 11-11-11, my family's been going through huge flapping changes. 11-11-11, I just disappeared and did three different sets of meditation, some in sync with others who were doing that, and they were extremely deep in the middle of, I mean, really vibrant in the middle of a lot of family stuff, so I felt pretty good about that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, where anybody was, it doesn't matter where you were, you were going to experience this opening. There was no way. Okay, there was no rock big enough for anybody to hide under that you would not experience this. I absolutely can tell you that for sure. This was a wave that went over the planet that was just like, oh my, it was like a tidal wave of energy that just kind of created a rip almost in everything.
Well, it's funny because at one point in the middle of a meditation, I felt like I was tumbling around. just responding to the image that you just gave, I felt like I was tumbling around inside and was very free and untethered by.
There you go.
Yeah, it was lovely. I like that.
Well, and I was having all these experiences with John Mack. This had been coming on for days, and it was so fascinating to me. Absolutely fascinating. Of course, I'm in this private forum that's dedicated to John and the man that leads it. He didn't realize, he'd never met John, how hugely connected that he's working on the other side with John. I got loud and clear, I'm on board ship with them, off and on, quite often, much more than I realize, especially right now, with all the things that are going on with the hybrids. And what I'm seeing, I know that I talked about the hybrids while I was up on stage. That's about the closest I can come. And I know a lot of people were crying.
Oh.
And that's before I went into channel. But I will say that these people, the young people now, are doing drawings. They are so connected. They've got photographs. This whole thing, it's such an evolution of opening that's occurring compared to so many people that, you know, you kind of know you've been abducted. Well, I don't want to use the word abducted, but that you're an experiencer. You know that you are, you know, many of you have had sessions with the team and met a couple of your hybrid children. I guarantee you there's a lot more than that. Lord. And just before I left town, the night before, I had a phone call late in the evening for me. I don't normally answer the phone that late. And I had this really strong feeling to answer the phone, and it was this beautiful young woman. And I was like, oh, my God, she's so... I mean, there were so many beings around her that you couldn't even put a number to it.
Mm.
And she said, I've just had a reading, blah, 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 and they said there was like 1,000 beings around me, and I don't know what's going on, and this, that, and the other thing. And she was very in tune, and I said, you know, you're like a way station for all of these hybrids. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever experienced. She was so excited when I answered the phone. And, oh, she's beautiful. Oh! And so there is, you know, a lot of people have said, you know, well, are these still ongoing? Oh, yes. Can I just tell? And, I mean, some of them are doing cartoons, and they have websites, and there's, you know, these are sophisticated. I'm in awe. And, I mean, they're just coming out all over the place. And it's a thrill for me to see them be courageous enough to come forward.
So they're hybrid children that are born?
Well, they're upgraded. I mean, you know, if you were to say, we're basically all being hybrided to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
However, the younger people are definitely upgraded. And, of course, it would make perfect sense that the younger people coming in are not as afraid of what they're experiencing, even if it shatters their religious beliefs and so on. Okay, and as I watch these dialogues every day, I'm seeing that other young people are coming in and saying, oh, no, you know, look at my pictures. No, you look at my pictures, and they're all the same.
Hmm.
They're all the same.
What are they, pictures of hybrid people?
No, of regular ETs.
Oh.
What's so fascinating,
oh,
though.
Oh, my.
Okay, is from a hybridization perspective. It's coming at me like a tsunami right now in terms of, that's why John Mack was in so much, Bashar was in. I mean, it was you know, it's like they all got together and said, okay, go, go, go. And Even when I ran into Ginger, I was telling her everything that was going on. She said, well, you are going to talk about that tonight. And I said, well, I really don't know, maybe, you know, since I had no idea what was going to be talked about. And, but after I spoke with her, and I'm, you know, me with a 5,000-piece puzzle and no picture, and I'm going, well, Jackie, short of somebody standing along the road, you know, with the big flags trying to direct you in somewhere, you think maybe that's what you're supposed to do? I was like, okay, yeah, probably. So, I think it's the overall awakening that's thrilling me so much. And the whole parallel dimension thing, when I came home and I all the way there, all the way home, all the whole time I was there, since I got back, it's just been, oh my God. And our access to parallel dimensions at this time is, I mean, we're there. And these beings, so many of them are coming in. You know, scientists don't know. The researchers don't know how they're getting here. They don't know how they pop in.
That the ETs pop in?
Yes. Mm. Do they come from a parallel dimension? You know, when you're moved out of your bedroom, you know, through the wall, through the window, whatever. Okay. Are you really functioning in a parallel dimension like they? You see, these are so many of the unanswered questions. Unanswered questions. And it's, as I played with everyone and, you know, with these, all the paradoxes, and it just, you know, and the drawings. This is what I'm loving, because they're so accurate. They're so accurate that they couldn't. Now the grays, you can see those anywhere, but they had somebody had drawn a praying mantis, and I went, you know, there's no way. Okay, it was a little, because there are different beings in that family, and the praying mantis really tend to be the authorities behind this group and this group, the brains, if you will. It's beyond fascinating to me and truly exciting. And we're coming into right now, we are on the edge of all possibility. All limits are off.
Yay!
All restrictions are off. There is nothing that we can't do. And Veronica, for as much time as you're spending in meditation right now, mm-hmm. popping in and out of dimension, the only thing is, I warn you that you may encounter different kinds of beings as you do it.
Hmm.
Okay? Parallel realities, which is just a different version of us and people we know, they may not all be there because they may not be able to be in that parallel dimension. You know, you may notice a few people missing. But aligning with Charlotte, who had cancer, you know, her constant affirmation has been to align with the version of herself in a parallel reality that has perfect self. Just to give you an idea of how to play with this.
Mm-hmm, that's very wonderful.
I think that's so exciting, and there's no
limit. And how's she doing?
Beautifully.
Oh, great.
Beautifully. And her resonance is so high, but she has worked with raising the resonance, the frequencies of any medication she took and so on. I mean, this was a constant, active, she and her sister. You know, they worked with a tree in the yard that had bugs, and I can't remember the name of the tree. And the bugs all went away because they raised the frequency of the tree, the vibration of the tree, to the point where the bugs couldn't be there.
I love that.
I just think that's so brilliant. So, again, there is no limit, okay, as we play with the regression of aging. And if we use, you know, the kind of map that Charlotte's using, which is aligning ourselves with a version of us that has more open DNA, perfect, you know, these kinds of things, there is no limit to where we can go.
Right.
So, now, for those of you that want to explore, and I do mean explore, into some of these other parallel realities, there are beings that are from other planets. There are beings that are from parallel dimensions. How do you know the difference? Does it really matter? If you set your intentions to go into a parallel reality and you align it with something specific, okay, perhaps you want to go to a parallel reality where interactions are already ongoing to give yourself an idea of what that looks like. We tend to think of that as future, but really all it is parallel.
So when you said interactions, I'm trying to figure out what that means.
With other races.
Oh, I see, okay.
Okay, so you may think of it as a future reality, but in truth it's really a parallel reality.
That's right now.
Sure.
And an aspect of us knows how to do that, right?
That person that's on that parallel reality does, because it's already happening. If we want to call it a future, mm-hmm. we can. A probable future. It exists already. The new Earth and different versions of Earth already exist. I mean, to me, there is absolutely no limitation to where we can go. I've been listening to some interviews, and it's been fascinating to me as I listen to these people all trying to figure out. It's amazing. The gray. I'll go to the grays. Because the problem that scientists have is, how do they just pop in? Okay. Which would infer that they come in out of a different dimension. And after John Mack died, he and Adrian took me out all night long. Well, they didn't take me out like for drinks. I was in the dream time, but they took me out and showed me how everything worked. You know, the greatest frustration of my life is I kept thinking, I don't have to wake up to write anything because I'll never forget any of this. And I woke up the next morning and I was like, shoot! But I do remember very specifically that we were in this kind of a bubble, which I've since seen, you know, on some of the programs on television, where they show universe upon universe upon, and they look like, kind of like a bubble, an irregular bubble, and how you could just pop into one and pop into another. Okay, so just pop into, and then within that would be our reality, where you can just kind of step inside the bubble. Pop through, and you know, when the team does soul lifts, they take people through, as opposed to a power retrieval, they take people, because you're working on the whole soul's journey, they take people through this very interesting, they do this huge tone, and you know, I am not a singer, so when they started doing this, I'm thinking, oh God, I could break glass with that. And but it's not like a normal tone. I wouldn't know what to call it. But they take people into the void and then to this membrane, okay? And the membrane is kind of in a myriad of colors, and it's spiraling and sputtering and spitting and this and that and the other thing. And then they have the people walk in, and as soon as they walk into the membrane itself, they start spinning around, and all their cells start to come apart, and they pop through to the other side into a parallel dimension. And from there, they work on the soul lift.
Hmm.
And
that
you don't
think. Like- Fun! What a blast!
Oh yeah, it's really fascinating. It's been going. They've been doing it again. A mushroom. I've been a mushroom with working in the caves with the powder retrieval. I mean, you know, this has been. I know they've just been messing with me and laughing. I can feel them laughing at me. You know, I'm doing a power retrieval and all the number. You know, it's like a clock. You know, blah blah blah. We work at number 3, and one day they just dropped it in and said, you haven't figured it out yet? You know, this is really not a clock. It's 12 dimensions. You're working at number 3 because you're in the third dimension. And I'm like, oh, my God. Could I really be that naive that I'm so intense, and this is what they're trying to get me to do is to let go and lighten up because I've been so focused so that the information can just drop in easily. And instead of trying to push the boulder up the hill. So they've had a lot of fun with, because I couldn't prepare for this thing. That meant they had a window of time to really drop a lot of stuff in. Anyway, it's been really interesting and exciting. When I first started this work in the other house, the healing room was up. It was glass, and it looked out over the whole house. It was like sitting kind of on the corner in the middle of the house, so it was glass on two sides. So you could just like see everything, and you could see the whole, when I walked in the front door, before I ever leased that house, you looked up, and they kept telling me, when you look up, you'll know that you're there. I looked up, and there they were building the clinic. And I'd get up in the morning and go in to begin my work, and I'd look around, and the damn thing had been expanded. And when I would begin a session, it was like this elevator came down, and all these beings came, I mean, there was no end to them. Came streaming off this elevator. Now, there was so much going on, and I was doing things that I didn't know how I was doing or how any of this worked. It was happening so fast. And now, looking back in retrospect, you know, the elevator, I'm sure, was, again, I think they probably, in some cosmic bar, have absolutely been, I'm sure, over cocktails, laughing their fannies off at how dense I am. So, at any rate, but for all of us, what an exciting time. And the heart aspect of this, we're on our way home, people. I mean, yay. I really mean that. I've never felt so much excitement, so much love for these young people who are, and that's the thing I saw when I was in L.A. It was the young ones that came up. They were so excited. They got it on so many levels.
So, they came to the gathering?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Was it mostly young people?
No. A lot of men. A lot of men, and which was very surprising and beautiful. I mean, open-hearted, absolutely open-hearted. So I think that as we play with and intend, and a couple of pieces here, one, you're not going to lose your loved ones if you connect with the parallel dimension because there's a version of us there, okay? And hopefully you'll be working with a higher version.
I mean, there's a version of your loved ones there as well?
Yes. There may be some that aren't there, and I will say this, that haven't yet made the shift.
Mm-hmm.
Or friends. Now, for you, Veronica, this would be a lot of fun to play with. Because if anybody could go there and kind of play to see who was there, because I know your normal curiosity, okay, it would be like...
Nothing normal about my curiosity.
No, I know that, but I was being facetious.
I know.
But to see which family members are there would be really very interesting.
That makes me laugh, so I guess I've got an idea already.
Lots of synchronicity. And I don't know if people have, for me, I've had phenomenal synchronicities in these last few days that were so big, on a good day, I couldn't miss them. My son was determined to take me to the cemetery where my father was buried, at least we think he is. And nothing has ever been solid around that situation. And I actually went there once, spent the night, not at the cemetery, but in a hotel. Got up the next morning, I was going to go to, and my friend that was with me was a very well-known psychic in Canada, and she said, "You can't go, he won't be there. And it'll just be," and I'm like, okay. So my son on the way home from where we were said, "We're going to go to the cemetery." And I'm like, oh. And he said, "Mom, this is what humans do." And I'm like, no. So we made a circle, and it was raining. We made a circle around the cemetery, which is fairly large. And then he pulled around and stopped at a donut shop, and he said, "Let's get a donut." Now, I don't eat donuts, and neither does he, okay? You might as well eat a cup of lard or smear it on your hips, one or the other. And I was starving, so I really didn't have it, so we went in and got a donut. On the way out, it clicked, and I said, "Ricky, do you realize that my father was in the donut business?" He said, "No,
yeah.
my grandmother was," and I said, on his father's side. And I said, "So was your grandfather." And I said, "You know, I haven't thought about, that's where he met my mother. I haven't thought about this in years." So that one kind of hit me. You know, here we are driving to the cemetery with a donut and a cup of coffee. And they, interestingly enough, his date of birth had been changed. Now, this is all very bizarre because, or his date of death, because nothing really fits with this situation, but we walked and walked and walked in the rain, and my shoes were satin, so they were not holding up well, and couldn't find it. And my son, a block away within the cemetery, he saw a groundskeeper, waved him down, and the fellow finally drove over. And Ricky and he walked that whole section of the cemetery because there was a map that they had given him. And the reason we couldn't find anything is there was no nameplate, of course no headstone. But there was a number that was on the map, and of course it was covered with grass. So the groundskeeper was able to identify where he was. And so it was true, I never would have found him. It was a very interesting, and so then we get home, and my granddaughter, who is planning the birth and the funeral for one of the twins, and on her wall, she sent a photograph of "Shoot for the Moon, if you miss, you'll land in the stars," which is a real special thing to me.
And I didn't realize she'd lost one of her twins.
Not yet.
Sorry.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. The doctors still don't know what to do with this. They, this is the one she said was an ET from the very beginning. So we don't know what's going to happen. I'm still working with it. They won't let me touch it, but they'll let me pray. So and so I went in the house and came out with a card that my ex-husband had sent me. It was the nicest thing he'd done in 27 years that we've been divorced. And on the front of it was, shoot for the moon. If you miss, you'll land in the stars. And I showed it to my son and my daughter, who were on the computer with my granddaughter. And my son, I could hardly breathe. He was just like, so to me, these were real huge synchronicities around the masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, I just think that we're coming into magic time now. How exciting. And I have to tell you, the man that was putting on, there was a man and a woman that were putting on this event. And when the four girls walked in, I came an hour later and they had left. And he said, I met four people that, you know, work with you. He said, I've never seen so much light. It just boggled his mind.
Yay.
And so, you know, I have to say this to everybody. This was such a testament to how hard all of you have worked and how beautiful you are. That's why there is no limitation to what you can do. That's, to me, you know, I think we've all had our heads down. We've all been really working and trying to, you know, heal and to do so much. And by the way, as I sat across from these women, I went, my God, you look young. Oh, my God. I was blown away, absolutely blown away. You know, the old reversal of aging rejuvenation at the team, I was like, oh, my God.
Great.
So, you know, it works. And I know you do a lot of this yourself, Veronica. So amazing. It was just amazing. Anyway, I'm going to bring the team in. Have fun with the parallel dimension aspect. And the way to get there is to set your intention to align with something that you want to align with in a parallel dimension, where you already exist, by the way. So what you're doing is connecting with you, a version of you that's already there. So there's nothing to fear. I just want to say that before we go any further. And if people, you know, want to have us talk about this again, certainly we will. I have no problem with that. And I think we're going to go back and talk about a lot of different races because I think the timing is really right for this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get us all prepared.
Oh. Well, yeah, I was just a little early.
Somebody's got to lead the way, Jackie.
Yeah, okay. All right, everyone. So good to be with you.
It's wonderful to be with you.
Oh, thank you, dear one. Good to be with you as well. And you've got the new improved version of the channel that cries at the drop of the hat now. So good. All right. Oh, so exciting. For all of you, you've waited so long for this time. And you're here because you all decided. And things are changing as rapidly as they are because you're participating. Now, let's talk about where you're all going. For many of you who are still contemplating, you know, what is my purpose? What did I come here to do, damn it? this is the timing now. Channel was talking about synchronicity. And we want you to really pay attention now. Pay attention to things that are coming back to you, coming back to you. Even your television. Don't filter where the information comes from. Radio, television, it can come from anywhere. A stranger in the street or in the grocery store. Well, you know, three people this week asked me about so-and-so. Maybe that's something I need to take a look at. And our answer to you is yes. Follow it. Now, don't follow it because you think you have to. Follow it because it holds some excitement. It holds some joy. It may hold some trepidation as well. We tell you that. When we say trepidation, we're not talking about something that's terribly fearful. It may be something that's greater than you had envisioned for yourselves. For yourselves. You know you're not chopped liver, all of you. You're amazing beings. And many of you have been singular in focus. I think I'm supposed to do this, or I think I'm supposed to do that. And you may be surprised at the new doors that open. You may be very surprised. Pay attention, people. Pay attention. You may feel a surge of emotion around something that you've never felt before. I'm really touched by this, or I'm touched by that in a way I've never felt before. Whatever that may be, pay attention. If you're ever going to keep a journal, people, especially those of you that are looking to see what you came to do, what was the life you came to live, this does not match the life of my dreams. Well, we can hear you now. You don't know till you explore it. You see, something may lead you in a direction that could take you someplace totally different. But the fact that you're listening, can create the opportunity for you to walk through one door, down the hallway, and open up the very door that's been waiting for you. That's how magical your times are right now. For those of you who've been on a specific path, and it just hasn't been working the way you've wanted, open up to other alternatives. Watch the energies. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not working on reality creation. Of course you are. You'd never want to not take responsibility for what you're creating. But there's layers and levels to all things right now. And paying attention to the feedback from the universe, the messages, the clues, the hints that are coming in, being dropped in. Tap, tap, tap. Are you listening? For some of you, it may be family members, perhaps beings that you've studied, teachers, masters, mentors. The assistance now from the other side is going to be quite extraordinary. There is a good possibility that some of the people that you've loved, that have made their transitions, are going to pop up in these parallel realities that you align yourselves with. Right now you're in practice mode. Oh, I can hop over here, or
you know, I've been meditating for weeks, and all of a sudden I popped into this reality, and it was so amazing. And I was with this person I loved, that I don't know now, or her. And I lived in a place I thought I'd never live. I'm not even sure where it was. All kinds of possibilities, people. This is the time to play with it. Play with it intentionally and play with it to see how far you can go. Now, do not beat yourselves up if you're not successful in the first couple of tries. We're not setting you up to feel like you failed. That would be ridiculous. We would never do that. What we're trying to help you do is open up to greater possibilities. We're always going to do that with you, especially now because things are so accelerated. Many of you have had experiences where you're walking through a store or a mall or whatever, and all of a sudden felt yourself pop into something else and boom, back. Now, many of you are working on other levels and dimensions as well. Is that a parallel version of me? Am I working on that ship or in this? Yes. All of the above. But you felt so limited in your physical bodies with your mind that everything for you has been linear in concept. I have to be here, and then I can be here, and then I can be here. No. You can be here, 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 and here all at the same time. No wonder I'm so damn tired. No wonder when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I've had no sleep. Well, you haven't. Not the kind of sleep you're talking about. But your body's been at rest, but you've been very active. We're so excited to see where all of you are going to go with all of this. All of the possibilities. All of the probabilities. It's like a cosmic shopping cart. What store do you want to take your cart to? What level, what dimension? Now, some of them might be a little shocking. They can be very different. So if you happen to end up in places where things are all in triangles and squares and different, from a perspective of curiosity, do not think that you've lost your mind. You haven't. All right. And there were two moons and oh my goodness. And yes, there is no limit to what you can experience. You're spreading your wings in ways that you've never done before. You are all so much more magical than you know. So much more than you know. And this is the time now to begin an adventure with no limitations other than those that you put on yourself. Other than those that you put on yourself. Now, some of you are, we can feel you thinking, you mean I can go to a parallel reality where I'm younger? You could. Perhaps not chronologically younger, but perhaps where there's been alterations to DNA and so on and so forth, so that you appear to be much younger. Now, we know that's an incentive enough for many of you to try this. What kind of a parallel reality would you like to play in, Veronica?
I don't know about being younger. I think having energy and having happiness and being able to manifest delightful, I don't know, I always think of magical color use and vibrational movement.
Yes.
I know I've been there before. I like that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Unlimited possibilities. Playing in dimensions that allow you to express in ways that you feel limited here to do.
Mm-hmm. And being able to be conscious of many dimensions at once, I think that would be pretty wonderful.
All right, now that's going to take a little while.
Oh, darn.
All right, you're still working with, all right, still working within a framework of, and so much of your brain, although you're on the process of rewiring and doing many things, we're not saying it's not possible. And some of you are going to pop in and out of. And we mean in and out. You won't be able to stay long. And the reason not, please understand that. The shock could be too much. You understand that, Veronica?
I'm not sure. It's just that shift in our...
All right, we'll turn it around this way.
Okay.
If all of a sudden you could experience everything at the same time, multidimensionally, how frustrated would you be to be on Earth?
Quite.
Oh, all right. Now does that make sense?
Yes, it is.
All right.
That sounds like dematerializing in a way, doesn't it?
Well, again... busting the game. Now, there have been experiences for people, especially those that remember their experiences with, we don't want to use the word abduction, but encounters of sexual, what they would call sexual ecstasy. Now, that's a side of the phenomena that many of you haven't heard.
Hmm.
The problem with that is that being able to have traditional sex after that, or sexual encounter after that, would be very dissatisfying, wouldn't it?
Yes. Imagine.
All right. If you experience something that was so multidimensional in terms of a sexual encounter, where you expanded out in every direction in ways that you could not describe, where the bonding at level of soul was so great, and even if you met an incredible human that you fell madly in love with, it would be disappointing because they're not capable yet of going there. Our channel had an opportunity for a multidimensional experience with a human. And this was someone she loved very much. Now, that's a rarity, all right? That was a bleed-through. And this is where she got very confused in the relationship, because the bleed-throughs would come back and forth. This just happened to come back and forth during the time that they were having a sexual encounter. She made a vow, a contract with herself, that if she could never experience that again, she would never have sex.
Oh, wow.
Now she regrets it to this day. You remind her of this, Veronica.
Yes, I'll tease her about that probably.
All right. So again, these things that you're about to embark on, and if you're in partnership, we really recommend that you try to bring your partners along at some level. I experienced this. I'd love to take you with me. Would you like to go? Let's meditate together. And these are all wonderful possibilities. This is how I got there. Let's play with it. What an exciting endeavor.
It's a travel. It would be a travel time.
Yes, you could have the multidimensional travel services.
We'll have to sign off pretty soon.
All right, Veronica, go ahead and talk about your show.
Yeah, my show next Tuesday. I'm very excited about it. It's Eric Pearl, who created The Reconnection. And his work is all about teaching the use of the new frequencies coming in and helping people become multidimensional. So it's pretty appropriate stuff.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wonderful being.
Yeah.
Wonderful show. When is this?
Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's
congratulations,
exciting.
Dear one. Yes.
And then Thursday, we'll be back with Radiance by Design at 7 o'clock and you at 8 o'clock. So.
All right.
And that'll be Thanksgiving.
So. All right. Now, we'd like to talk to all of you. For just a moment here. We only have a few moments. We'd like to work with you in the dream time tonight. And give you a little sample of what's possible. For some of you, you may experience it for a little bit longer, some not. Not because you're not wonderful and loved, just what you particularly can handle. Remember your higher self, your soul. Your guides are the ones that are always the gatekeepers of your experience. We're not going to take you in a direction that's going to be too much. So each one will experience what's appropriate for them. Know that we love you, dear ones. We love you. We appreciate you. We honor the work you've done. And until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste.
Are we on?
Yep.
Oh, good. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember that we are all a part of one another. I'm very grateful for all of you that listen to the shows. And Veronica, I'm so grateful for you.
Mm-hmm.
And have fun. It's time to play.
Yay!
Yes. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone.
Night, Ronnie.